The president generally talked about the effect of COVID-19 and how COVID-19 has affected the economy and households, generally the Zambian people. And then, but he also talked about other sectors and how we are doing generally in the other sectors. But I think the major point that Zambians have picked, obviously, is the reopening of schools and these outlets, bars and these nightclubs. Those were the talking points that many Zambians took.
Well, Isaac, does that mean that health measures the government has implemented has been able to limit the spread of the coronavirus, for which the president depended on to ease some movement restrictions?
Yes, I think, let me just say that the COVID-19 has had a serious impact, especially when we were in the cold season. So we had a lot of cases during this time, and we are just praying that maybe now that it's a bit warmer, we'll be saved from this pandemic. But the Zambian people have generally adhered to the guidelines by the Ministry of Health, which is obviously the masking. If you come to Zambia, you'll notice that a lot of people are masking for some time now. The closure of schools definitely helped, and obviously the closure of these public places. And but the impact it has had is devastating on the population, especially the business people.
Isaac, I understand a lot of Zambians welcome the reopening of schools, but would there be any other guidelines from the health ministry as part of an effort to limit the spread of the coronavirus in schools? I ask this because in some other places around the world, when schools reopened, there were sharp rises of cases of the coronavirus, of the disease. So what would be different in Zambia?
Yes, actually, the reopening of schools has been guided by the Ministry of Education itself. By the way, the examination classes had been going to school, and we didn't have any reports of significant cases of COVID-19 in the schools, whether high density or low density. This is because the government spent so much money and resources to ensure that the kids were masked and they were observing social distancing and so forth. So based on that, the permanent secretary thought it wise that the president needed to look at reopening, which he has done. And now it is up to the Minister of Education, the Minister of Higher Education, because it also involves the universities and colleges, to ensure that these guidelines are followed. And the president said, he emphasized that you must ensure that guidelines are followed so that the kids are safe in school. So the guidelines will be followed.
After the president's speech about lifting some restrictions and movement across the country, what's next?
I think the people are rejuvenated. They always happy when the president speaks and he has spoken. I think generally so far the speech has been welcomed. I think the major thing to take from the speech also is the hope that the president has given the Zambian people, that he still believes that despite the COVID-19, the impact of COVID-19 on the economy will be turned around, especially next year. And I think people generally have liked it that he also, welcomed unity among the political players. As you know, we are going into elections next year in August. So he called for peace and civilized campaigns and so forth. So the speech was really not antagonistic. It was a speech where he was offering an olive branch to the political opponents. And I think that's how it should be. He was not personal. He was speaking as a national leader.